Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, I'll talk about how you can become a manifest master. Today I have a special guest, Victoria Mann, the manifesting medium. Victoria, a Chopra Center certified perfect health instructor, has said that people going through spiritual awakenings suffer from doubt, are looking for answers, and a long-term lifestyle change. Victoria is a clear channel to divine and holds space for clients to heal, transform, and align with their truth to manifest their happiest and healthiest life. She created NextLevelHappy.com to help transform the world through the energetic vibration of love. Welcome to the show, Victoria. I am so happy to have you here.
And I have to laugh because of the way I pronounce Chopra.
It's okay.
That's so funny. I think I did that really like 2 o'clock in the morning or something. I don't know. Well, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here.
It happens. And I'm so grateful to be here. I mean, just speaking with you, you know, is a manifestation in itself. So I'm so grateful. Thank you, universe. You know, more please. This is so much fun.
Yes.
Monday.
And, you know, that brings up something that we were talking about prior to the show is thank you, gratitude. How important is gratitude to actually manifestation?
It is truly the most important thing. Everything comes back to how quickly can we honor our feelings, right? Not suppress them, but honor them and then come back to that gratitude, to that certainty of love that's always available for us, and just raising our vibration through remembering we have everything we need right now. One of my favorite mantras is Santosh, which I got from the Chopra Center, and it means contentment. So I'll offer that for anyone who needs. That's my favorite mantra right now is Santosh, Santosh, because truly when we live in that energetic state of gratitude and of love, we're always naturally, you know, cultivating the experiences we want because we've released any of those energetic blocks and limiting beliefs about, you know, why it won't happen or why, you know, the world is bad or whatever the story is. You know how it goes.
Yes. And I have found that when it's not enough just to say thank you. You have to feel the gratitude down in your cellular level because it's kind of like when you hear people apologize repeatedly. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Or even if they don't say, I'm sorry, they say, I apologize. You can say it until it means nothing. And it, just saying thank you isn't good enough. You have to feel that gratitude and believe it yourself. And
oh,
I think it
definitely.
It has to come from deep down, and it has to be able to. You've known people who are grateful, and you've known people who are ungrateful. And I believe that the people who are truly living that attitude of gratitude have a different aura about them. You want to be with those people. You don't want to be with an ungrateful person.
1,000,000%. And that was a big revelation, a big, you know, flip of the script that happened for me after I had my miracle experience and, you know, the universe put the book, The Secret, in front of me. And a lot of the work that I do with people is around exactly what you just said, how important the feeling, right? The feeling of gratitude is, or feeling the affirmations or whatever it is that you're flipping the script on or attracting into your life, because you can have an affirmation, right? As simple as I'm beautiful or I am wealthy, and say it as much as you want, but it's when you start to feel that, right? When you start to truly feel that, and you said one of my favorite things, you said on a cellular level, which I love. because we can truly, right, like use that prana, and everything on a cellular level is energy. And our body's natural state is to be in perfect health. Our natural state is to always attract in what we need. So it's just remembering and coming back to that truth as often as we need. And like you said, feeling it on that cellular level and knowing what tools, right, work for you. Because, you know, there's no cookie cutter method to happiness. So it's just starting to become more, you know, more familiar with maybe it's breath work or maybe it's that affirmation work, or it's as simple as that gratitude practice. I think that really is what anchored me in, was my gratitude practice and starting to feel that certainty of having everything I needed in the moment. And that's what actually helped me attract in one of my biggest manifestations, my relationship. It was when I was fully allowed to detach from that need and the feelings of lack, you know?
Yes, I do know. Absolutely. It's interesting because I find that the more I manifest, the less I need, or the less I think I need. Or maybe a better way of saying that is the more natural I become at manifesting, my requirements change. Have you noticed that?
Oh, most certainly. And it's because as as we all connect more to that gratitude and that loving awareness, that energy, that pure potential conscious field that I believe everything comes from and returns to, we're more in tune with our, you know, our pure soul, our higher self. And that's the version of ourselves that isn't, our happiness isn't dependent upon the material things. And it's okay at the same time, right, to manifest those material things, right? It doesn't mean that, you know, you shouldn't ask for, you know, the beautiful car that, you know, will light you up and help light up others around you, you know, but it is realizing, wait, I don't need so much because I have everything I need. And then that, you know, the irony kind of is when you're in that state, you find yourself attracting in all of the desires, even intentions, like you were saying earlier, we may not even realize that we had set for ourselves in maybe just, you know, a simple whisper or, you know, a journal entry or just in a conversation with a friend, you know, about our true dreams. And when we whisper, you know, those true dreams to ourselves and to the universe, you know, when we set those intentions in the subconscious field, right, or when we're in that meditative state, as Deepak Chopra says, the meditation happens in between the gap. So
yes.
when we're in that pure conscious consciousness state, and we plant those beautiful seeds of desires for our life, right, the universe truly gets to work fast. And when we're living in that state of just gratitude, or what I call powerfully surrendering, right? Knowing we have everything we need right now, we find ourselves just effortlessly attracting in all of those things. And that used to seem like a really wild concept to me. I remember even after I had a true miracle and I was like, wow, you know, the law of attraction is real, you know, this stuff works, you know, there is a God and there is a universe that has our back. When I would hear these experts, you know, say, you know, and at the Chopra Center, especially Roger Gabriel, I remember specifically a great meditation teacher said, you know, soon you'll see the universe rolling out all of your dreams to you as if it's on this red carpet and everything just effortlessly comes. And there's a line in A Course in Miracles that talks about something similar, but in a different way, where, you know, your face will become softened and your expressions will become happier. And, you know, you'll just feel this peacefulness to you. And it truly is when you're living in that state of gratitude, when you've, you know, let go and made peace with those, what I call soul assignments or traumas or, you know, lower vibrational thoughts and life experiences that, you know, make you think that, you know, you should believe in scarcity or believe in lack, but that truly doesn't exist because, you know, right, what we focus on expands. So, you know, it's just so awesome. One of my favorite things from A Course in Miracles is only love is real, right? And when we remember that, we truly can flip the script on any external circumstance and realize that we can surrender it over to this much larger power, this greater infinite universe that, you know, the cosmos is in perfect order, right? It's this infinite intelligence, and we don't have to know the how or the way. This great source, the source that blossoms the flowers, right? Like, that knows the way. And I find comfort relying on that source every day. And I get that through gratitude, right?
Yes. And I think if we stop trying to be so, put everything into a formula, you know, the world is scientific, but we don't need to answer everything with a math formula. If we just trust and get out of our own way, it's amazing what happens in our lives.
Yes, that's the biggest thing. I think that's probably what my morning practice or my spiritual practice helps me with the most, is just staying.
It's 11:11. I have to just add that out there.
Oh, it is. Yes. Yes. That your intention.
I just looked at my clock and I'm like, oh, it's 11:11. Everybody make a wish.
Yes, and send out beautiful healing, you know, love to the world. And
exactly,
you know,
peace
remember,
and love.
Yes, and remember that even if maybe you don't feel comfortable, you know, speaking about this, or if you don't have friends, you know, that talk about it, that just by plugging yourself into, you know, radio like this, you are raising your vibration and you're helping to create ripple effects across the planet just by making sure that you put your oxygen mask on first to feel your best.
Yes.
It's
That's
so important.
So important to self-care. And a lot of people forget that. And I'll be honest, when I started remembering that I'm just as important as everybody else in my circle, and I started practicing my own self-care, my life got so much better. And I started manifesting so many things. We have a caller. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to press the button. And hello there.
Hello.
I thought that was Eugene. Hi.
Hey, hi. Hey, listen, I was just sitting here. I heard your comment. It was 11:11 just as I was looking at that. And I was listening to the podcast, and I just wanted to say the simplest way I found where you were talking about naming it is nothing more than just when I really feel like I'm doing exactly and just feel like I'm getting ready to explode with light and joy and whatever I'm doing, that's all it is I just want to keep doing that.
Yes.
So I don't know what the name of it is at this point, but I just had to throw that in, but I got to go.
It's a geniism.
That's your happy. I love that.
So,
that's why on the Peanuts commercial, Snoopy would just break into dance from time to time.
Exactly.
The little Snoopy dance.
Exactly.
You're just overwhelmed. You're overwhelmed with love, gratitude, and contentment, and you have to share it with the world one way or the other. Mm-hmm. So you break into dance, or in your case, you pull out your recorder and start tooting on it. But we all have something that we do to share with the world the love that's inside. And I think it's fascinating.
Just do it. And keep doing it. And the more you do it, the more you'll see what it is. And then you want to just keep doing it. So, hey, I do have to go. That big cup of coffee is calling me.
Well, thank you for calling in, Gene. I appreciate it.
I will listen to the show. Thank you so much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
You know, what Gene just mentioned is truly one of the most important manifesting techniques besides gratitude, which is every day just focusing more on what brings you joy, more on what lights you up, and riding those waves, and then, you know, showing up for yourself without judgment when maybe, you know, you're feeling off or you're not feeling so next level happy, and just knowing it's okay.
And, you know, we were talking earlier and I kept thinking, how do I had a phrase in my mind and I was trying to figure out where to use it. Now I know. Fake it till you make it is a phrase that most everybody has heard. And they think of that in terms, fake it until you make it.
Yeah, I thought you said the and faith it, F-A-I-T-H,
oh.
Faith it till you make it.
Yes, I like that even better. Because,
yeah,
and I will say that a lot of people think in terms of the law of attraction and manifestation and even the secret as being a little bit too woo-woo, too out there. I can't do that. But it's nothing short of another way of using your faith. If you have a
million percent.
If you have a strong religious background, the manifestation is really nothing short of when Jesus said, knock and the door will open for you. Seek and you shall find.
Amen.
Ask and it will be given. And it doesn't matter if you say Jesus, God, Holy Trinity, Gus, I call him Gus because I think in terms of God, universe, spirit, and source.
I love that. Oh, I love that. And that's actually what I say too, like God, angels, universe. It's all that one source, whatever feels good for each person.
When we were children growing up, we learned, because my parents were religious, and they took us to church and we went to Sunday school and whatnot, we learned that God is love. And, you know, what better thing can God be than love? And that's all the universe is. The universe, whatever you want to call it, I don't care if you call it Bob and Todd. The universe
right.
wants to give us as much as it can. And I have found that if I open myself up to receive with an attitude of gratitude and a grateful heart, what is it they say? The world is your oyster. Not a big fan of oysters, but whatever I want can be mine. And I've had one of the things that I do on my recorded shows. I always include a story of somebody who's manifested something, whether it's myself or somebody else. I know people that have come back and said, Mary, that helped. And it's just a matter of reframing from a world of lack into a world of possibilities. Instead of saying, I don't want this kind of relationship, that's what you're going to get. Because the universe doesn't hear the I don't want. It just hears this. If you say, I'm tired of being abused, well, the universe doesn't hear the negative words. It just hears the words. So you have to frame it into a positive. And God bless her. Jennifer, my one of my co-founders, she and I are always helping each other reframe our sentences. Because it's easy to say things you think they're positive, but then you look at it, you're really throwing in negativity in there or doubt. I think a lot of us like to do the what if only, I wish, oh, please pray. Well, what is a prayer but a petition?
And that's really the biggest difference between prayer and manifestation is prayer is, and it depends on everybody's belief system of how they were brought up, right? So that's why it's so important to look at that and to, like you said, look at that framing of your belief system. But it's remembering that you're not praying in this weak way, right? Where maybe if there's anyone else like myself who maybe had a harder, what I like to call soul plan, where I grew up with faith and then I lost faith, right? I thought that there was no loving energy. So most of my thoughts were negative, right? And I had no idea. And and all I needed was that willingness. So if maybe you're thinking, oh, wow, how am I ever gonna, change, these ifs that I have or these negative thinking, you just start right where you are, simply even with the willingness to be willing,
Yes.
And the universe will show you the way. If you are open, it will.
And I know for myself, I struggled for a while with the I am statements, because one of the first things I said was, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, that's nothing but negative on top of negative. So I had to reframe that and say, I am strong, healthy, and graceful.
Yes, 1,000,000%.
still working on that. The universe and I have an understanding. You know, I've abused
every
myself. I've abused myself
better.
For so many years, and I'm getting back to where I belong. And this is something that a lot of people also misunderstand about manifestation. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not a magic cure. And it's not going to undo years of damage that we've done to ourselves, whether it's spiritual, emotional, or physical damage. It's not going to, you know, you don't just say, well, I'm manifesting, so poof, tomorrow morning I'm going to be perfect. It doesn't happen that way.
Of course not. You need the true manifesting requires deep healing work, is just
yes.
the truth. And
like you said,
you know,
peel back
all,
those layers.
Exactly. It's peeling back the layers. We want to hold that vibration, but at the same time, we do need to shine the light, right? A good practice, and I'm sure you've tried this, is I love for anyone out there, is to quantum journal and to just start to step into the future version of yourself, right? The version of you, like today's a special day, 222, right? And next year
yes.
it'll be 222 and, you know, 2022, which is so great.
Well, it's actually 1121 right now.
Isn't that
I love my time.
I know, me too. But the date, so what's so beautiful about what's so beautiful about all of the high vibrations is that it's just remembering and just coming back into that truth.
Yeah, and we just have to remember that we are spiritual beings and we're living a physical experience. And once I realized the truth of that, I started really enjoying my physical experience more. I see everything as a lesson.
Well, that's the work, you know, that's the soul work. And you just make it fun, right? Any task, even, you know, a standard office task, you ask yourself, how can I make this fun, right? To raise the vibration. And then to be, right? So manifestation truly is that embodiment, right? So flipping the script, creating the story ahead of time, right? Who do you want to be? How do you want to feel next year at this time, right? In, you know, February 22nd, 2022, who do you want to be? But more importantly, the big game changer for me with manifestation was, like we were saying earlier with gratitude, was starting to truly drop into those feelings. So when you start to create the future narrative, right, for that best version of yourself, if time wasn't an issue, if money wasn't an issue, who would you want to be? How would you want your life to feel? And you start every day to take, you know, little baby action steps in that direction. And one of the most powerful ways, I think, to tap into manifestation and the law of pure potential, you know, besides meditation, of course, is spending time in nature and then practicing non-judgment. So truly, right, being that change every day through your actions and not reacting, right, from a lower vibrational place, mm-hmm. but rather acting from that place of love and spreading that joy and spreading that compassion and choosing again the best we can when, you know, that anxiety or feels real, because it's going to feel real. Those old stories have been so deeply imprinted that it's too hard, it will take too long, you don't have the resources, how could it happen for a person like you? But it's your job to start calling those things out and saying, no, I see you, but I take my power back over that story because I honor what I learned from that experience, and I'm going to choose love, and I'm willing to see love, right? And if you're not open for forgiveness, I truly think forgiveness, when people are finally open to it with soul assignments or life traumas, I think is one of the most powerful tools for manifestation, because that's where the real, you know, shifts happen or the real miracles happen, and you truly create the space, and it's like this big blanket of love, or, you know, washes over you, and you remember exactly who you are. You remember how worthy you are is the other thing, right? Knowing and undoing those old stories and affirming every day with those I ams, those beautiful I ams that you were reciting before, right? I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am strong. I am resilient. And then surrendering it over. And I'm so grateful this universe that's proven to be in perfect order, you know, is always ushering in my every need and desire. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. How can I be of
yes.
service? You know,
and you know, another one I think a lot of people may need to recite is I am enough.
Yes.
Right where I am.
One.
Yes. And that was one that changed my life.
Me as well. And still, that's when I still constantly, right, or affirming, instilling, embodying it, I am enough, you know, and having the courage to take those action steps to be that best version of yourself, because no one's going to do it but you. No one's going to take the time to sit down to start to get clear on these things and then, you know, to start to visualize it. And that's all it takes. If you don't have a lot of time, right, all it takes is, you know, a few minutes of powerful visualization or a few minutes of listening to a high vibe broadcast such as this is a million times more powerful than any, you know, lower vibrational thought or conversation. And, you know, don't beat yourself up over it, but just start to notice, wait, where are those conversations? Am I gossiping and complaining mostly and, you know, talking, you know, about the
yeah.
lack, or how can I change that? You know, how
and,
can I show
you know,
up?
It's interesting that you brought that up, because we've been doing a lot of fundraising yard sales for our nonprofit. We've all, and I know you understand how important it is to be decluttered in your personal
yeah.
life. That's primary for manifesting. You can't manifest something if your house is too full. And it doesn't
that
even have to be something,
so
you know,
powerful.
It doesn't have to be something material. It could be something, you know, I can't manifest a new relationship because there's no room in my life for one more thing.
Right.
And so we've been
right.
decluttering our homes, and, you know, we've donated all of our things to the organization because it is a nonprofit. And I remember one time we had a moment. There were three of us that founded the organization. They were three of us at this yard sale. So we had a woman come, and we were trying to sell things at rock bottom, you know, a dollar a piece for a $30 dress or a
mm-hmm.
$50 dress or, you know, whatever. And she, you know, we said, okay, you've got 50 items. That'll be $50. Would you take 25? So we haggled. We had to haggle. And then as she's walking out, she grabs a handful of other clothes and basically runs to her car with them. Even though we'd agreed on a price, on 50 items, and then she wanted, you know, 10 more. And our first instinct was to chase her down and say, you owe us
right.
for those clothes. But then we also had, you know, well, what if she's got a gun? What if she, you know, what if she can tackle us worse than we can tell you?
Right,
and then
right.
we realized, wait, we're trying to declutter. The whole purpose here is to get rid of this stuff. Anything that, any money we make is a bonus. Because we could have just as easily decluttered
so
and
badly.
Given it to another charity. And then, you know how women can be. We started talking, unfortunately, about her. And one of the women looked over and she said, ladies, charity begins at home. And
wow.
it hit really hard, because here we were judging. We don't know what this
yeah.
woman's situation was. We don't know where she came from, where she's going, what she's
yeah.
doing, and it doesn't
compassion.
Matter.
That
so
hit in.
That totally changed our entire day, and it's changed our entire outlook toward these yard sales, because we don't know. And
yes.
that's one of the reasons I try to tell people at the end. I have another show that I do on Thursday nights, and I always close it with, whatever you do, wherever you go, whoever you meet, be kind. Because we don't
I
know what
that.
People are going through. But this
we don't.
This judgment comes naturally for us, for humans.
And that's why it's so important to show up self without judgment as well, to be,
oh, yes.
you know, that gentle observer, and to just exactly what you just did is truly such a beautiful example. Just being that gentle observer of yourself, calling it out and realizing, wait, how can I show up here? You know, maybe you didn't go through the steps and you're not like, okay, how can I show up with acceptance and compassion for this woman? But that ultimately is how you came back to that peace, back to that love, back to that gratitude is, oh, the universe is working it all out here. And when you let go, right, you weren't holding on to any anger or any resentment towards this woman, and you weren't, you know, feeding, you know.
No, because when it was all said and done, we sent her a blessing, and
yes,
we laughed about it because
yeah,
we knew how silly we were, and we knew that, you know, she didn't care. She didn't know what we were going through, and we didn't know what she was going through. So we ended up laughing about it, and we just said, may you be blessed on your way, and
that's,
goodbye.
That's the best way, because it's more than, you know, people are familiar with the phrases, you know, what goes around comes around, and, you know, I like to say everything is energy, but more, you know, important than that, karmic circles is a real thing, you know, and whatever
yes,
you focus on, it expands, and how you treat others is exactly how the universe is going to, you know, continue to respond to you, and, you know, it's especially if anyone is struggling, right, with gossip or with resentments, I always say when you forgive someone, you're not saying the other person's right, but you're freeing yourself of those low vibrational feelings of anger, right, and feelings of sadness. Truly.
I heard very recently someone said when you forgive, you are giving. You think of,
yes,
if you break it down, the four is for yourself. You're giving
that
for your own satisfaction. You can forgive someone who's dead and gone, and they won't know, they won't care. But if you don't eventually forgive them, it's going to eat you up.
That's what opened me up, more so to my spiritual gifts, or rather, should I say, brought me back to my natural state of equilibrium, was all of the forgiveness work, was just undoing all of those old stories and all of that heaviness that was festering inside of me. And then, you know, the thoughts are constantly recreating a new energy. And then when you're believing them, that's going to go into your aura, and that quantum aura that we have around us is always attracting in whatever it is that we're putting out. It's just like a mirror. So whatever you know, like you sent that woman love and light, and now the universe is sending that love and light directly back to you.
Yes.
How cool
is
that?
It's got a big boomerang effect.
Yes. How cool is that? You know, and those are the soul assignments. That woman was definitely what I call a soul assignment. You know, the challenging relationships in our life, or you know, the people that the universe puts in front of us, you know, at the grocery store, when we're getting gas or wherever it is, they're not by mistake at all. They're very much so on purpose. And we're either open to the lessons and the elevations from the experiences, or we're not. And then part of manifestation is letting things just be that experience, letting it come and letting it go.
And if you find that you're always involved with the same personality type, pay attention. For years,
yes,
before we started Be Unique, I noticed that I was working for micromanagers.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started Be Unique, I realized I'm a micromanager. So there was my lesson, and I've been working very hard to learn to delegate and learn to let go and trust that the people that I delegate to can manage it without me following up behind them. If they don't, not a big deal. And it's that way with, romantic relationships, don't you think?
I agree with you, and I'm so grateful you shared this, and this could be a story I tell myself, but and my experience with manifestation is a lot of people have this as well, especially entrepreneurs, is we don't realize that we're trying to control everything, but people in general control things because it makes us feel safe, right?
Yes.
And So when we, a really big affirmation that I started to cultivate a while back and I still affirm every day is, I'm so supported. Thank you, universe. I'm fully supported. I am so supported. I'm safe to be supported. And I'm safe to, you know, surrender that control over. And it's just this dance, manifestation, don't you think? It's like this beautiful dance that we do of just saying, you know, this is it. Let me, you know, get detailed. This is how I would like it to be. And then letting go of it. I don't need it. You know, I let go of the way I think I want it to be, the way I think it should be. And I pray for what's in the highest and greatest good of all. And then how we handle those experiences as they manifest, you know, each day is determining the future experiences. We truly are always manifesting our future right here in the now through gratitude. It all circles right back to that gratitude.
It all comes back to gratitude. And I'm grateful we have another caller. Hold on a second, Victoria.
Yeah, so fun.
Hello, caller. Who just called in from 830 area code?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi. I'm doing fine, thank you. I actually just called. I'm surprised there wasn't more people in line.
No, you're just at 830 area code. Where are you calling from?
Yes, ma'am. Texas.
Texas, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
Actually, we had some crazy snow and all that kinds of stuff last week, and today it's going to be 75.
Yay.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So, and then tonight, 47, so it's, yeah.
Wow.
And you have your power back?
We got power back and our water back. But, yeah, Texas is definitely not built for that stuff.
I'm glad you're doing well. I'm very glad you're doing well. Make sure you continue to take care of yourself and put yourself self-care a priority so you, you know, you have your energy levels high.
Yes, ma'am. I don't have a question. I don't know if you do mini readings or anything like that.
I do. I do readings. I do angel cards. I could do an angel card for you right now. Would you like one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's your name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Okay, cool. Hold on. Let me clear the deck. I have my angel deck right here. And if you have a specific question or if you want more guidance, but let's see. Hold on. Let me pull some cards. I started to get for you right away and when because spirit moves through me. So that's why when you started speaking, I'm like, the biggest message I think I could give you right now is for self-care, is to just honor that you've been through a lot of turbulence and transition, and even something as simple as just, you know, fast changes in climate can be a lot. So just making sure that you're slowing down, that you're putting your oxygen mask on first, literally, like one of the cards that I pulled says healer, and it's like a doctor putting his surgical mask on. So the message for me to you is make sure you're putting your self-care mask on to tap into what I call with Ayurveda our inner healers, which is just means the version of you that knows what you need when you slow down to get clear on how am I feeling, how do I want to feel, what am I needing, and then just allowing yourself to be in that state of receiving. And so I pulled three cards, and speaking of receiving, it says a windfall of money, advice, or assistance from others, a very successful project, a happy change in your career. So trusting, and in the picture there's, I'm seeing like leaves fall in the background, so it's telling me to trust and change, for you to trust in the process and to trust that everything is manifesting in divine time. Trust that any hardships are just blessings in disguise. And another beautiful card that has these cherry blossoms on it and this beautiful angel with butterflies to express flourishing. It says Princess of Spring, optimistic, enthusiastic, creative, energetic. Yes. And we're moving into a time of thriving. So stay doing your spring cleaning, which means just, you know, what's no longer serving you, let it go. And it says it's time to go after your dreams. Do something that expands your horizons. Let your creativity take flight. So I hope that felt good for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's really nice.
Do you have any questions about that?
That is. I'm still it's in a relationship, not the best, but I'm finally coming through a dark cloud, and you know, I've lost myself. I believe I'm totally not the person that I was before, but I feel myself coming back, and I want it, you know, and I know it's there. And maybe a question I have is, I have a home. My mom passed away, and I bought a house, it was nice and comfortable, and I just kind of let it go, and I need to sell it, and I just, maybe someone, like, there was all, oh, you should have got rid of it, da, 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 and I'm like, no, when the timing's right, it'll happen, and I just, you know, something needs to be done, because I've gotten behind on taxes and stuff, so.
I would trust what feels good for you with the house situation. I always say when making important decisions like that, right, to consult with experts, right, but then ultimately only you are going to know what is the right decision. I like to say for your best life path, right, your happiest, healthiest mm-hmm. life path for the highest and greatest good of all, right? So maybe even just setting that intention. And I saw, if you're open to this, a good exercise for manifesting is, and we have a full moon, which is great, potent energy mm-hmm. for helping to let go. If you want to maybe write out what isn't working in that relationship, and maybe what isn't working with, you know, the house situation, and just inviting the universe to take all of this worry from you and to allow in what you truly want, and to ask yourself, what would be the best, you know, the best case situation here, if things could work out even better than expected for me in each of these situations, what would that look like? What would that feel like for me? And then starting to be open to those infinite possibilities, and then getting out of the way and allowing the universe to show you. And it will, like this right now, putting me in front of you, right? It will put different mm-hmm. people, places, and things in front of you. And you'll know, right? It's that yummy feeling that just feels right mm-hmm. versus that anxiety feeling of worry and being forced to do something. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Tons, yes. And that's what I'm on that path. So this is encouragement. Thank you. You know, it's in, you know, instead of keep striving, you know, it's not happening overnight, but it's happening.
Yes, and you have your angels around you, and if you call on the energy of your loved ones who have crossed over, right, don't write off signs that you get, and you could even ask for a sign specifically from your loved one and a different one from the universe, and you'll know. They'll show up, whether it's a feather or, you know, a butterfly.
Oh.
Yeah, to trust that.
Yeah.
Hey, Melissa, my grandmother comes through to me. In the smell of juicy fruit gum.
Ooh.
If I smell juicy fruit gum, I know my grandmother's there.
Oh, I love that. I saw a flash of light.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's amazing how they choose different ways. And you'll know exactly who it is by what it is you see or what you feel or what you smell or you may hear. I mean, my father comes to me from time to time in the sound of wind chimes, and there are no wind chimes around. I hear them.
I do that. So, that's my mom.
Yeah.
I just heard the time is right now. So I just want to share that for whoever it's for, if that resonates. The time is
it's
now.
It's almost time to end the show.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. There we go.
Melissa, I would like to know, how did you find the show?
I just got on Blog Talk and I was just flipping through and I went into the spiritual and I didn't see that the show was on. So then I just went on to live and I saw you guys, so I hit on it and I was like, okay. And that's why I was surprised
you
said, okay, who just called?
That is so cool because that right there was definitely working. The universe is working to bring the three of us together, and I love it.
Yes.
Yes,
too.
Ma'am.
So
yes.
Beautiful.
I believe that because I don't think anyone just and everyone just gets through. That's why I was like, whoa. So I mean, the person that just called, I was like, yes, that's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like to give everybody's phone number out over the air, but I try to use the area code and hope that they figure out who it is.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes, ma'am.
I will say that we do need to end this show because I have another one coming up right at noon that I've got to prepare for. And it's rare for me to have two shows back to back, but this was just one of those
crazy
things.
This has been so fun.
Victoria, I definitely want you to come back on the show. Would you come back sometime?
Oh, of course.
Yes, ma'am.
This is so fun.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Do you guys on Mondays? Is that just fine?
We have the Manifest Monday show every Monday. On the second Monday, our sponsor comes on. Her name is Jillian Harris, and she has a website, Jillian Harris Worldwide, I believe it is. And she sponsors this Manifest show. Then the other shows are pre-recorded. And then the third Monday of the month, I have a guest just like Victoria. And I would really love to have Victoria come back because there's so much I want to ask her. I mean, she has a method for getting your to-do list done. And that was like it, on my list here. It was bold and red and highlighted in yellow. Make sure you ask her this.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't have time.
One. That's a good one. You need to do that. Definitely.
Okay. I will. I don't think I have your email address. I have your agent's email. I'll reach out to her. And, well, I can reach out to you on your website.
On your website.
Oh, absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah, I'll do that. And I'll tell you what dates I've got coming up. I know that the next 2 months are already booked. So probably in 3 months, I'll have you come back on. And, Melissa, please stay tuned. And if you don't mind, I'd love to have you follow Be Unique. Yeah, can't even talk. Follow Be Unique Radio, and that way you get notified every time we have a new show.
Oh, okay. Sure.
That
would
be a lot of
fun.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm excited. Thank you, both of you, for joining us. And especially, I can't even say especially you, Victoria, because I really feel that Melissa was here for a purpose, and I'm grateful.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
And my cat knows it's time for the show to end. He's pacing around in my office.
Sending you guys
on that note. Yes, love and light to all of you and everybody listening. I'm just, you know, I want anybody who's listening to know if you would like to talk about a particular topic on Manifest Monday. Just reach out to me. The address is manifestmondayshow@gmail.com or go to beunique.org and find me there. I'm all over the place. And we can talk about whatever needs to be talked about. And definitely we're going to be on the lookout for Victoria Mann coming up soon. The Manifesting Medium. I love it.
NextLevelHappy.com.
Yes.
NextLevelHappy.com. That's me.
Yeah. And you're on Facebook and Instagram at The Manifesting Medium, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Excellent. I'm just so happy that you came into my world because I need more people like both of you in my world. This is good vibrations.
Awesome.
I'm feeling tingly over. Bye, ladies. Bye-bye, everybody.
Good Take
Have
care.
A good one.
Thank you for tuning in to Be Unique Manifest Monday Show. I hope you'll follow Be Unique on Blog Talk Radio so you can be informed every time a new episode drops. I'm here every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when we talk about manifesting and how you can become a manifest master too. Until next time, this is Mary saying so long.